A reading from the first letter of St. John. Beloved, who indeed is the victor over the world, but the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is the one who came through water and blood, Jesus Christ, not by water alone, but by water and blood. The Spirit is the one who testifies, and the Spirit is truth. So there are three who testify: the Spirit, the water, and the blood. And the three are of one accord. If we accept human testimony, the testimony of God is surely greater. Now the testimony of God is this: that he has testified on behalf of his Son. Whoever believes in the Son of God has this testimony within himself. Whoever does not believe God has made him a liar, by not believing the testimony God has given about his Son. And this is the testimony: God gave us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Whoever possesses the Son has life. Whoever does not possess the Son of God does not have life. I write these things to you so that you may know that you have eternal life, you who believe in the name of the Son of God. The word of the Lord. Praise the Lord, Jerusalem. Glorify the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion, for he has strengthened the bars of your gates. He has blessed your children within you. He has granted peace in your borders. With the best of wheat he fills you. He sends forth his command to the earth and swiftly runs his word. He has proclaimed his word to Jacob, his statutes and his ordinances to Israel. He has not done thus for any other nation. His ordinances he has not made known to them. Alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
It happened that there was a man full of leprosy in one of the towns where Jesus was. And when he saw Jesus, he fell prostrate, pleaded with him, and said, "Lord, if you wish, you can make me clean." Jesus stretched out his hand, touched him, and said, "I do will it be made clean." And the leprosy left him immediately. Then he ordered him not to tell anyone, but go show yourself to the priest and offer for your cleansing what Moses prescribed. That will be proof for them. The report about him spread all the more, and great crowds assembled to listen to him and to be cured of their ailments. But he would withdraw to deserted places to pray. the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
If you are snowed or iced in like we are here in Birmingham, Alabama, today would be a good day to, if you haven't seen it yet, to watch the film Free on Demand on EWTN about the servant of God, Michel Dupong. And it's a beautiful film. And toward the end of that film, her sister Renee, who was a nurse and took care of her the last 12 months of Michelle's life, she related how they had brought her home from the hospital. She only had a short time to live because she was dying of cancer. And Michelle said to her, "I want to go to Mass today." And Renee said, "Well, Michelle, I don't know if that's the best thing." She said her condition would change like every hour. But Michelle cried out, "I want to see Jesus." And that was just the longing she had for the sacrament, for the Holy Sacrament, the Holy Eucharist, because she knew there was something that she would receive, there was one that she would encounter in a profound way in the Holy Eucharist. And in today's gospel, we hear that this man who's full of leprosy, not just a little bit, but he's full of leprosy, and he prostrates himself. And if anyone touched a leper, they would be made unclean. But what happens? Jesus touches him, and the man is made clean. He is immediately healed of his leprosy. So Jesus isn't made unclean, but rather he's the one who makes him clean. And it said in today's gospel, he stretched out his hand and he touched him. And our post-communion prayer that we'll pray at the end of Mass today, I will pray these words. O God, who touch us through our partaking of your sacrament, work, we pray, the effects of its power in our hearts. The Lord's going to touch us through this sacrament. And for those of you who are with us through the media and making a spiritual communion and hearing his word that was proclaimed and being electronically, albeit, present at our Lord becoming present on the altar, he touches you too. And in a particular way, of course, those who are able to receive, the few who are here today or those who are able to in your parishes. O God, who touch us through our partaking of your sacrament, work, we pray, the effects of its power in our hearts. This Christmas, I received a wonderful book. There's a wonderful spiritual writer, Luis Martinez. He was a bishop in Mexico City during a very tumultuous time, difficult time. And the title of this book, The Priest, The Mystery of Love. And I had marked my page with a prayer card that I had been given some time ago. It was at one conference or another. Someone had told me about Father Ryan Stawes and how there had been a film also written about or created about his life. I was able to watch the trailer for it last night, and I also found a video where he was talking about his own priesthood. Short as it was only 3 years long. He died of cancer. He had had it in college, and then it returned a year before his ordination. But it's a beautiful story, too, of his faith. And so they've created this film called Love God's Will. So it's not just about seeking or doing God's will, but loving God's will, however that comes to us. But in the film, he talked about, or actually it was in this little video that he had done about for encouraging vocations. He's from the Houston Galveston Diocese. And he talked about his own, you know, seminary studies, 7 years that he had spent in seminary. And as he's getting close to ordination, he's worrying a bit, am I going to do everything right? Am I going to be the best that I can be? Am I going to be what other people need at that time? But then he experienced a consolation, he said, and knowing that God is just asking me to be who I am, to be who I am. He has placed me in these circumstances and has given me the graces that I will need. And then he spoke about how when he offered Mass and he consecrated the Holy Eucharist, that he said to the Lord, you called me, I am now your priest. And he said, all of the worries just faded away. That he was fulfilled. He knew the reason for his being. It was being the Lord's priest, bringing the sacraments that will touch, that Christ will touch people through those sacraments, being that priest to touch people in those ways. All of his concerns about his health, his concerns about, am I going to do everything, you know, exactly right, just faded away in that reality of the Lord's real presence, because it's his presence that makes our priesthood effective. It's not we that we are particularly talented, although the Lord uses whatever talents that he has given to us, but it's primarily and really in a way solely, it's his work through us that he wants to continue to touch people through the sacraments as he does. But a couple of words from Luis Martinez that are very beautiful, especially for priests, but I think for all of us. And the theme really of this first chapter, he talks about how our Lord appeared on the shore. And Peter was so moved, you know, this is after the resurrection, that he can't wait for the boat to get to the shore. He jumps in the water and he swims there to the Lord. And the Lord asks him 3 times, do you love me? And he asks him, do you love me more than these? And Martinez said, this question is a very sweet confession of love. Since no one but he who loves has a right to make such an interrogation. Do you love me more than these? That only he who loves, and in a particular unique way, can ask that question of us. And if he asks us of a singular love, it is because he loves us with predilection as well. Jesus left us priests precious treasures on earth, the gospel, the cross, the Eucharist, souls. And he needed the fidelity of a unique love in order to guard those treasures. So we are given to be ministers of the mysteries of God, to bring these things. And then he says, that's why the Lord says, feed my lambs. He's given priests these treasures that they might give them to the faithful, that the Lord might continue to touch them through them. And then just one more quote that he says here in a particular way to us priests, but really in a way to all of us. The first, and in a certain way, the only thing that Jesus asks of his priests is that we love him. The simplicity of divine things disconcerts us. That is why we cannot understand that more than our words, more than our sacrifices, Jesus asks us of our love. And of the many great things that a priest can do, the greatest is to love Jesus. Without this love, our words are hollow and sterile. Our works and even our sacrifices are nothing. If we love Jesus from the abundance of our hearts, our lips will speak, and from the plenitude of our interior life, our exterior apostolate will overflow. Fecund, fruitful like the word of God, burning like a fire, Jesus came to earth to bring. So that's what he asks of us priests, but really all of us, first, to love him, to be with him, to listen to him. They have on Father Ryan Stawe's prayer card here, love God's will. This was the last web page, they said, that was open on his phone, which also exemplifies the way he lived his life. 10 ways to love. I think this is beautiful. 10 ways for us to love. So God has first loved us. We heard that in yesterday's reading. We have eternal life. How? By possessing Jesus. We heard in today's first reading from St. John. And how do we possess Jesus? By being possessed by him, by being in holy communion with him, and by letting his word form our lives, by receiving the sacraments, by spending time in prayer. And then what are 10 ways then for us to love? And these are all scripture quotes, or the refer to scripture quotes. Number one, listen without interrupting. Listen without interrupting. Number two, speak without accusing. Speak without accusing. Number three, give without sparing. Four, pray without ceasing. Five, answer without arguing. Six, share without pretending. Seven, enjoy without complaint. Eight, trust without wavering. Nine, forgive without punishing. 10, promise without forgetting. And then it concludes with a question. Will you go all in? Will you go all in? Not just seeking God's will, doing God's will, but loving God's will. So this is the beauty of our faith, that the Divine One has entered into human history. And during this week of the Epiphany, we remember that he has manifested himself to all the nations. He invites all of us, whoever we are, wherever we are, whatever place we are in, whatever circumstances we are in, he's inviting all of us to have eternal life in him. And so St. John, in today's first reading, said this: God gave us eternal life. And this life is in his Son. Whoever possesses the Son has life. I write these things to you so that you may know that you have eternal life. You who believe in the name of the Son of God. You see that we don't have life in ourselves. It's been given to us. And so it's this relationship with the one who is the source of all life, by which we have life. And not just life here on this earth, but eternal life. That was something the servant of God, Michel Dupont, understood. That was something that Father Ryan Stawes understood. In fact, they have on his prayer card here, ordained a priest of Jesus Christ, June 1st, 2019, eternity. Because you are a priest forever, Father Ryan, pray for us.